Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the show. Welcome to another A Wonderful Approach radio program. I am your host, Kadita Seven. Coming to you today is going to be another wonderful program. I love these shows because we get an opportunity to come together, to share, to learn, to grow, and build with each other. And there's always a surprise, always. Wednesdays are my spiritual day. It's the day where I say, hey, look, world, you're not going to get me. And it tried. It tried. But I say, hey, world, you're not going to get me. I work very, very hard to, keep myself in a good state of mind. And between the South Georgia heat and my fast, it's been, another challenging Wednesday. But I learned Spirit was working with me early today, early. And even before my eyes opened, I was on a spiritual journey and quest that was quite unnerving. And then when I opened my eyes, I saw a text. I saw a text from a young lady, and she was very frustrated. And in the middle of her frustration, in the middle of her misplaced frustration, I asked her, I said, okay, let me ask you, are you making your prayers? And anyone that has had more than two conversations with me knows I ask that question a lot. I ask it to everybody. I want to know, what are you calling on for backup? Who are you reaching out to, right? So I asked this young lady, I said, are you making your prayers? And she assures me, yes, I'm making my prayers. So that was the test. Yes, I'm making my prayers. 2 minutes later, she said, I've been making my prayers, but it seems like things are getting worse. And immediately my spirit said, well, who are you praying to? I'm like, okay, see, just like I catch that spirit. Ooh, spirit's tricky. Spirit said, who are you praying to? And so after I was able to pull myself down and pull myself back, trying not to get caught up in her thoughts and wave of emotions, but really trying to hear what she's saying, I had to really go back and stop and think. And the reason why I'm sharing this on the air is because I had to stop and think. Prayer changes things, but not just what you want changed, okay? This isn't, prayer is not like, a magic wishing stone. It is 100% what God says things need to change. And the very thing that might need to change is you. Sometimes the situation around you does not change. It doesn't, because that's not what's supposed to be happening at this very moment. But if you are making prayers, really, if you're making prayers, then your prayers should be changing you. So the prayers may or may not change your electric bill. Your electric bill, it's hot down here, y'all. So the prayers may not change the dollar amount on this electric bill, may not. But the prayer is supposed to change the way you handle it. You're not going to be going and making prayers and then turn around and going down there and cussing them people out, calling them everything but a child of God. So, I just want to let people know. I had to say this out loud because when Spirit gave it to me, it was a real aha, and it stayed with me all day. If you are making prayers and you're not seeing the change could be you. You could be the missing piece and the missing component of this change that's trying to come forward. Don't hesitate to look at yourself in the situation. As I'm sharing this, the sisters give me all kinds of excuses. I'm like, okay, yeah. My job is not judgment. I'm so glad I don't have that job. I wouldn't be a very good judge. So my job is always to share information, share the word, share a message. So I just wanted to expand that because there's some additional people by the sound of my voice that are going to need to understand that the change sometimes is you. And if you are making prayers from a sincere place, you can't be making them wrong. You can't be doing it. You know, that's one of the reasons I do enjoy prayer and I like prayer. Oh, man, there's not a church I've been to that I didn't enjoy. I love going to church. I go to churches, temples, mosques, elays. I'm out there because I can feel God's spirit, you know, coming through. And so I just absolutely love it. But there's no way in the world that your prayers are not making changes. And if they aren't making changes, I bet you the change is in you. So I just wanted to start with that. I just this sister just sat on my brain, sat on my good nerve all day. And I just wanted to share the answer just in case someone else is feeling frustrated in their prayer. It happens. As a human, I can tell you it happens. We get frustrated. We get distracted. We get busy. But we need to always make sure that we have something that's going to bring us back. Every Wednesday, I'm brought back. No matter how far I went, and I usually don't go very far, but no matter how off kilter things get, every Wednesday, I'm up. I'm at it. I'm making them prayers. I'm doing these shrine work. I'm doing everything I need to do because I know that all of this is part of the work I'm supposed to be doing. So I just wanted to share that even before we got started, good, because it is very important that even in the middle of everything, that we keep a nice, clear head, that we don't get frustrated with ourselves. And when you do, reach out to me. I got an answer for you. The answer might be look in the mirror, but I got an answer for you. Okay? So all of that, it was another wonderful Wednesday because I still got an opportunity to learn some things. Even as much as I'd like to think that I know, and I like to think I know a lot, but as much as I like to think I know, there's still lessons to be learned, even about something as vital and as inherent as prayer. There's still things to learn, and there's things to acknowledge when it comes to understanding what prayer does. Prayer changes things. That very thing could be you, though. Okay? So, as I stated, I'll introduce the Honoring Mama Khadijah. That is the title of this show. But we can't get into this show without talking about that super-duper awesome show we had last week. Last week, we spoke about our healing herbs. Now I'm going to bring Mama Khadijah, our co-host, onto the line so she can explain and kind of give us a recap of the show. It was so awesome. Let me see. Mama Khadijah, are you there?
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. How is everyone in this hot month of July?
Okay.
I think it was Stevie Wonder that did the hotter than July. Well,
okay,
it's hotter than July. It's
now.
Hot. It's very hot. And we
I
all got our presents this
now.
Morning.
Yeah.
We got our presents. And another day to learn those lessons and to receive those blessings that are coming, that are here, actually. But I just want to say that last week's show still has me rocking and reeling. I came to the show with paper and pencil to take notes and ended up with two pages of notes. And, I mean, I was writing kind of fast. And that was just the tip of the iceberg because there's not much that we can do. There's not a whole lot we can do in an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes, actually. But as Seven mentioned, we talked about the healing herbs, most of which are in our kitchen, in our pantry, or at the supermarket, or at the health food store. And I know that one of the sisters said that she had an excellent source for loose herbs as well. But we talk about, when I say in the kitchen, I'm talking garlic, I'm talking basil.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about camphor, black pepper, burdock, cayenne pepper, lemongrass,
mm-hmm.
eucalyptus, slippery elm. We went to the islands on that one, the slippery elm and the sea moss, dandelion.
Mm-hmm.
And dandelion is something I know that the old folks used to use all the time. And they would
mm-hmm.
also use something called poke salad for two different reasons. But that was something that grew wild outside that you could harvest
mm-hmm.
and use for your needs, your personal needs. We talked about cinnamon, malanga, valerian, hawthorn berry, turmeric. I mean, the list goes on and on. If you missed last week's show, please go back and listen to it. And some of these herbs, well, they all had, you know, very specific properties. Some of the herbs you had to grind up and powder. Some of them you could use as a pomace. Some of them you can make a tea with. You use the berries on some, the stems on other, the roots on others.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to know what part of the plant to use and for what issue. We dealt with insomnia and, let me see, blood pressure, cholesterol, heart problems, diarrhea, constipation, all kinds of digestive aids. If you have a problem with your food being digested properly, if you're having stomach problems, there are certain herbs that we talked about last week that you can use. You can take them to assist instead of giving your money to the pharmaceuticals and having all the
mm-hmm.
side effects. I think somebody mentioned all the side effects. I know on the commercials when you hear about all these drugs, they're advertising on television, the list of things that of the side effects are worse than the healing whatever the problem. Worse
mm-hmm.
than the problem. Now, if you have a problem with your stomach and you're taking a medication that could cause suicidal thoughts and behavior, you know, what's
okay.
worse? If you're not here to enjoy the
yeah.
healing, that you know what I'm saying? It
yeah.
is this whole
yeah.
medicine drug scene in America is crazy. We talked about herbs for gas relief. Relief, probably relief too. Just, you know,
okay.
cleaning your body out, fires and cleansers, respiratory issues. We talked about so much, and we had so many good callers that called in with personal testimonies. These were things that they have tried, that their grandparents had lived through, their parents. That they have passed on to them. Many of us are getting back to those ways of the ancestors, you know, because we've moved away from that because it was so convenient
yes.
and supposedly a lot quicker to go to the drugstore and to get a drug for it. And that is quick. But like I said, the side effects
yeah.
of
yes.
what you're taking and the long-term side effects, it's not worth it. It really isn't. So we had, I think everybody came with a pen and paper and took
mm-hmm.
a lot of notes and got out of last week's show. It was, I mean, informative is an understatement. You know, I just felt
yes.
so filled up after that show, and I felt encouraged because here's something right here in my own kitchen that I can go to the supermarket and buy if it's not already in my kitchen and work
right.
on my body. Yourself. So
mm-hmm.
Kevin, what was your take from last week's show?
I absolutely loved it. I made some special calls and said, hey, I need some information. I need some help. You know, I made a commitment maybe 5 years ago that I was going to start eating better. And I wanted to take my food. I wanted to say, okay, I'm going to eat 10% less fast food and 10% more salads, you know. And so I started not with a radical change because I don't do radical well, but I can make gradual changes. And so I said, I was determined. I said, no, I'm going to take my time and I'm going to change my diet. And I've been doing that, you know. And so I went from eating at home to actually changing what I ate at home to making more, you know, everyone, I do some chicken here and there, but for the most part, all I do is fish and the bean patties. But even they have a lot of chemicals and stuff. So I started making them, you know. I played around with the salmon and the fish more. I did, you know, I ate more rice and less pasta. And then I started paying attention to not just eating the beans, but how I prepared them, leaving the canned food alone. So I have gone through a big change in my life. And now, you know, as I'm approaching 50 soon, not this year, but soon enough, I want to start thinking even more about what my body doesn't have over time. What have I depleted my body of over a period of time? And this is where I'm trying to get an understanding of the herbs and whatever. I don't want to just do a vitamin. I don't want to do just an extract. I don't want to jerk my body. You know what I'm saying? I'm jerking. I put caffeine, it jerks it away. Some people take the sleepy time stuff, it jerks your body's sleep. And you're constantly like cramming and forcing your body without allowing your body to naturally operate the way it's supposed to. So as I, you know, get ready, because I took 2 years to get ready for 40, and it was a miraculous 2 years, lots of change, lots of positive things. So now I'm at my 2 year period, and I'm like, okay, I want to take the next 2 years and get ready to be 50. And what do I want 50 to look like? And what do I want, you know, what do I want to be doing? What do I want to look like? What do I want to feel like? And so I, you know, I'm doing my research on how to get myself in a really good place for 50. And this show was a wonderful start. It was a wonderful beginning. I learned a lot. And whenever I'm learning something, I always get very excited. So I got an opportunity to learn a lot about the different herbs. And then it made me kind of think, okay, well, what is your body telling you that you need? What do you need? And so, you know, I always take things, I don't want to say I take them to the extreme, but I do pay a lot of attention. I do my research. I want to really do a good job with this. So it was wonderful. I think out of all the herbs, I think I had 15 of the 20. So I was like, okay, you know, I need 5 more herbs. You know, there are 5 more tools out there that I could be using. And so it was very inspiring for me. And it helped me, and hopefully it helped the angels out there to see, y'all have some resources that we need to be tapping on, okay? You know, one thing I love about the show, and the shows up into this very day, they are a collective. You know, it's not just me, not just Mama Khadijah, not just, it has been a group effort all the way. And that's very important because it's a lot to do. It's a lot to share in. It's a lot to build. So here we are on this day. We're going to make some changes, slight changes, but we're also going to recognize, hey, look, it's time for this change, and we're ready. So the change I'm talking about, and this is the year of Oya. I don't think people understand that. We knew at the beginning of the year that we were going to have to change. We knew. We knew we were going to have to change almost everything. You know, there are people that will change work, that will change employment, they'll change homes. There are some people, quite a few people making an ultimate change. You know, we've had a number of deaths in the families that we support. And, I mean, I was telling Mama Khadija, I think I've been to more funerals this year already than I have in the past 2 or 3 years, collectively, you know. So it has been a lot. So right now, today, we are in the middle of one of our changes. Spirit has pulled Mama Khadija and has reminded her about a very big job and responsibility that she has to do. And she has to take the time to do it. So although we are going to miss her, we wish her well on this next leg of her journey. So that's why we're honoring Mama Khadija today. We are going to take a moment. I really would like to share a little bit more about who she is. We'll see how patient she is with me in that. But, you know, we have to, when we were talking about this, when we said, okay, we got to make this change is going to happen here. I was like, you know, it's not easy living this spirit-led life. You would think it was easy. Somebody telling you what to do, you just go do it. It's not easy, not at all, you know, because there are times when we have to do things that we're like, hey, I wasn't finished with that. You know, you know, and they're like, yes, you are. We've made a decision that you are finished with it. There's nothing you can do about it. So, you know, Spirit is famous for piling up projects on people, especially the worker bees, like myself, like Mama Khadija, that really go in there and sink the teeth into it and get it done, you know, put the shoulder to the wheel and say, hey, we grind it, we're going to get this done. So neither her nor I am surprised. This is just one of many transitions that we'll do. And she's not going anywhere. She's still going to be here with us, still sharing her plethora of knowledge, but she got to stop what she's doing a little bit and say, hey, look, Spirit, I'm working on this project. So that's where we are. It is a wonderful thing. It truly is, because what it's going to do is it's going to allow her that opportunity to really dedicate herself to that. And it's going to allow a wonderful approach, angels to step forward and say, hey, look, this is our tool. We need to support it. And, you know, we're going to see some changes in that as well. So that's where we are. That's where the radio program is. You know, honestly, if you've been sticking with the radio program the whole time, you will know Mama Khadija only committed to a year in the first place. So the way I look at it is we got to steal an extra 6 months out of her. So I'm feeling all good about it. So let's see, Mama Khadija, how you feeling about it?
Oh, I'm feeling excited. I am feeling a little nervous, but I'm grateful. I am so grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this platform. And like you mentioned, I'm not going away. I am just having to allocate a little bit more time in another area. So don't think I won't be listening. I'll be listening and I'll be calling in too. But you will not be able to depend on me being on every single week.
Right.
So, and I was thinking today about like my favorite show and my favorite topic, and we talked about that when we had to big up our favorite shows with a couple of shows back. But I would say that I was most really thrown off and surprised and elated about the very first show, The Toolbox. And I'm going to tell you why. Because that's my term, toolbox. I came up with the toolbox idea. Because I know that those things in a toolbox are tools, things that we need to use to make something happen. Now, what has completely thrown me off about it, I can't think of but a couple of shows that we've had in the year and a half where the toolbox did not come up.
Okay.
Somebody always ties in whatever it is that we're talking about. The toolbox just keeps showing up. It just keeps showing
mm-hmm.
up, show after show after show. So that's what we're working with, family. We're working with the tools in that toolbox to make everything happen. So did I know that when I talked at 7 about let's talk about the toolbox and what goes into the toolbox of living? Did I know that? Did I know that it would come up, you know, a year and a half later, we're still talking about a toolbox with our tools in it? I had no idea. I had no clue.
Okay.
So, like I said, I'm very happy about that. Yet a little thrown off that it just hung around. And I think, you know, I've had casual conversations with people that I know listen to A Wonderful Approach and call in on a regular basis, and they're talking about their toolbox like, you know, this is just something common knowledge. Yeah. Their toolbox. Well, I got to get this
mm-hmm.
out of my toolbox or whatever. And I'm like, okay, all right. So this is a phrase, two words, that's in your everyday, ordinary, day-to-day vocabulary, the toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking about that today. So I just had to share that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am embarking on some new things, and I'm sure that at some point I will or Seven will share what's going on, you know, what other projects I'm working on and how they're coming along. But change is good. Change is good. And I'm not going to say I feel like Joe Biden. You know, everybody's saying, hey, Joe Biden, you just need to go on and sit down somewhere and let the youngsters do their thing now. You had your turn. Well, I almost feel like that, because if I back down, switch gears or whatever, do my new project, somebody got to step up and say, you know what, I'm not Mama Khadijah, but I got something to offer, and I am going to listen more often, contribute more often. I might even ask Seven if I can host with her a couple of times. But I know that me moving out of the way with this is going to open up an opportunity for one of the younger people, which I think is awesome. See, I think what we
mm-hmm.
don't do in our society enough is for the, and I value age, I value wisdom, I value the elders. You know, because I'm an elder now. But sometimes it's necessary for the elder to step in the background and allow the young legs to step up there and make some things happen. Now, as an elder, I'm supposed to be in a position where I can say, well, you know, why don't you switch this up a little or change this up or don't go so hard or whatever. I may offer some really good advice. But that young person is training. That
mm-hmm.
young person is getting it together. They're going to make it happen. So I'm just hoping that as Seven calls and the angels will step up, and make some things happen. Let's keep this ball rolling, and let's keep it rolling in the right direction.
Absolutely. I know that they will, because they don't want to hear my mouth. And then on one hand, and it's so funny that you mentioned the young legs, you know, that we have a Wonderful Approach has a couple of positions. And Young Legs is a job, okay? and that job rotates, you know, and it's so fun. Oh, yeah, you Young Legs this time. And they're like, oh, my goodness, how did I get young again? And all the old heads sitting back like, hee-hee. But, yeah, I absolutely know that it will. I want to talk a little bit more about who you are and some of the things that you've kind of worked on and dedicated your life and your energy to. But I also want to remind people, this is a farewell show. I would love for you to call in, share a funny story about Mama Khadijah, because there are plenty out there. You know, she let her hair down a little bit on Sapelo. I think that's the only place people let their hair down, so I know I'm looking forward to letting mine down. If you just want to say thank you, you want just whatever. All you do is press 1. That lets me know here on the switchboard, hey, I'm there, I'm listening, I gotcha. And in the middle of you, Mama Khadijah, letting us know just kind of a little bit more about you, I want to be able to answer the phone calls, too, back and forth, okay?
I would love to hear from the family. And I'd like to say that, being a little silly now, Sapelo is the spiritual Vegas. What goes on Sapelo stays on Sapelo.
And, you know, it's so – my people have not seen that. They have not seen me relax. Whenever they see me, it's Drill Sergeant 7, and we are getting this done or doing it. So to see that other side is probably worth the retreat fee within itself, you know, because I come and my spirits know we're not on duty, you know, so much. And it's so much fun. I enjoy that. They rarely get an opportunity just to kind of let their hair down. And so we let it all the way down. We have a great time. In the name of spirituality, you're still growing spiritually. You're still moving spiritually. But so, Mom Keys, we're going to go back and forth with the phone lines, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Greetings. Welcome to the show. Hello, you may have to take yourself off mute. Greetings. Hi, how you doing?
Greetings.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm calling in to say hi to everyone.
Awesome. Awesome. Is this Brother Mike?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in and saying hi. This is a great show to say hi on because you've been listening for half a second, and now we're making this change in place. So, you know, it is wonderful, though, mm-hmm. that you take a second and say hello. Appreciate it. And you're a first-time caller. So that's Mama Khadijah all day. That's what she did. She pulled them first-time callers out.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
but, you know, it's just sad to see that she has to go. You know, I was like, listening for the last few weeks, and I've really been enjoying your show.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thank you so much for listening. And please continue to listen, okay?
Oh, yes, I will.
All right. Awesome. All right. Mama Keys, I'm going to save the phone lines if that's okay with you. See, look, always with the first-time callers.
Oh, yeah.
And not trying to be funny with you women, the men are dominating first-time callers. Okay. Next. I just wanted to say that out loud.
Next.
Greetings. Welcome to the show. Hello? You may have to take yourself off mute. Hello? Okay. You can come back. All right. And this is last one I'm going to grab right this second. All right. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, family. How are we doing this evening?
Greetings. We are well.
Hey. Now, I am sad to see Mother Khadija leave the show, but like she said, it, you know, it'll give you wings to fly and do your thing, Seven.
Amen.
Mother Khadija has helped me. You and Mother Khadija has helped me throughout my life and my spiritual growth, and I just appreciate both of y'all for being in my life and my family's life and keeping me on track. And I send much love and can't wait to see y'all next weekend.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
I'm saying, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's who's riding buddy right there. Okay, if y'all, I need you to understand. You think I'm kind of possessive, huh? You think I'm a little protective? You haven't met the whole crew. Let me say, one is definitely one of those who does not play the radio. So. Yeah. But Mama Khadija, when I'm just thinking about who you are, I know you've done quite a few different human services projects. You know, I know that you are actively working in the with the Haiti We Hear You and working with the Haitian people. And is there anything that you want to share? Because, you know, now is your time. This is your opportunity to really say, hey, look, you know, this is who I am. This is what I'm about.
Okay. One of the activities that I was involved with that I feel was so needed and I feel so proud of being a part of was a cultural exchange program that I initiated in Charlotte, North Carolina, called Uhuru Sasa, where we were able to work with up to 100 inner-city youth in teaching them Black history and African history. We took several trips. We did a cultural exchange in the Bahamas, where the young people that had never even been on a plane got on a plane and flew to the island, went to the schools, went to the church, did all the touristy things, just the exposure alone and the camaraderie that was developed during that program. Just it's like one of the things that I feel most proud of in my entire life, actually. I've worked with battered women. I am still working with battered women and victims and survivors of sexual abuse and all kinds of atrocities. I do that with the Morning Camp, of course. I think God has a way of putting me where I need to be. And every place that He has set me, that I've listened to, otherwise I would not have been there, has really opened up a lot of doors for the people that I was working with, as well as a lot of doors for myself. So that human service work, counseling if you'd have it, educational work, my travels, my humanitarian efforts to, in a very small way, but I'm still plugging at it. Haiti We Hear You, our feeding program, getting our school supplies for children that don't have, not just children that don't have school supplies, but schools that don't have school supplies in Haiti.
Okay.
Those things just really, and I don't think I have to mention the whole motherhood and parenting thing that I felt was such a privilege and an honor that I took very seriously. But, you know, I have also been initiated in the Agungun Society, which is the Society of the Dead in Nigerian Ifa religion. And I have worked all of my life with assisting people with their transition from this world to the next world. So when I got that initiation, in fact, I just had an anniversary on the 7th of my initiation.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, I've had a very full and rich and fulfilling life. I can't complain. I thank God when I make my prayers for my life, because I have done a lot of stuff that I feel good about, and I haven't done a whole lot of stuff that I don't feel good about. So,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, I just, if that gives you a glimpse, a lot of people might look at me and say, oh, well, Monica B just kind of, you know, she dresses up a lot. She wears makeup and all. Yes, I do. I love to dress up and I love my makeup. And, but I can get down and dirty. You know, I'm outside digging in the yard all the time. I have restored two houses from junk houses to mini mansions. And
mm-hmm.
I have done probably 80% of work. So, you know, looks can be deceiving. I guess my life is kind
okay.
of compartmentalized. But,
okay.
yeah, I can get down
okay.
and dirty, and I enjoy that as well as, you know, all the other things that I've done. So, you know, I thank God for the variety, you know. I'm not just
mm-hmm.
the person who has to sit behind the desk. And I'm not just the person who can only work on computers. You know, I can work on computers on one hand and get out in the yard and dig a garden on the next. So I've enjoyed my life. But I've still got
awesome.
More to do. And that's why
yeah.
we're having
okay.
this program today.
Absolutely.
This is really
Absolutely.
A celebration. I look at this as a graduation. I really do. I look
okay.
at this as a graduation for whatever reason. I was supposed to be here. I was supposed to make the contribution that I made, and it's not over, but, you know, on a regular basis. And now it's time
mm-hmm.
for me to graduate to something else. You know, that's what our
mm-hmm.
life is, a continuum. And as long as you're going
yes.
in the right direction and not going backwards, you're good to go. You're good to go. Change is good.
And it is a process. You know, Solomon has on his computer screen, and my oldest son, who's away at school, trust the process. And I said, okay, I'm good. I can take my hand off this one for half a second, because there's so much in that. And if every time he goes to that computer, whether it's to do homework or whatever, if he can just read that, if he can just acknowledge, trust the process, it is worth everything. You know, he's getting it. You know, we have to trust the process. We have to really begin to understand, this is what I'm talking about, that spirit-led life. We have to really begin to trust and understand what it takes to live that spirit-led life, and then go ahead and do it. Go do it. Go out there. Go build on and go, you know, grow, allow yourself to expand. So absolutely, you know, I feel very privileged, because I've had the honor of watching so much of this. You know, I get to sit back, basically have Mama Khadija go through it first, and then I'll come back and say, okay, we're going to do this a little differently. I get to come back and make the changes to it that I wanted to make. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm ready. But, you know, I always am ever so thankful for what I've learned with Mother Eagle Ministries and the years put into it. I mean, it's been to the year, you know. For anyone who's thinking they got this in 6 months, a year, good luck with that. You know, it takes quite some time. Allow it to be a journey, not just, I got to hurry up and get to this place, got to hurry up and get to that place. I know with Mama Khadija, you know, we talk about that journey all the time. I think every maybe 5 years, there's been a new component that will come and say, hey, I am here to, you know, recognize me. I'm going to need some changes in place and everything else like that. So we're always having to kind of check back in with the source. We have to check back in with, you know, with God and say, and God will let us know, okay, yeah, you're on the right track, or that's not where I put you. That's not what I intend. You thinking for your, you know, you thinking for yourself. You know, come on back to, come back to Jamaica. You know, come back to reality. That's not what we're doing. And so every now and again, we gotta make those check-ins to make sure we're doing well. But Mama Khadija, I want to run to the phone line for just a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you?
Oh, hey, Melissa.
Greetings,
how are you?
Melissa. Okay, so I was trying to keep my mouth shut, but I can't do it. I don't have any Mama Khadija stories because I haven't physically met her yet. But I do want to say
okay.
that I am so excited about meeting you. I really am, like, I'm
okay.
amped up about meeting you. There's something, whatever vision I have in my head about who you are, I just can't wait to put my eyes on you. So I'm so excited about that. I guess this is a bittersweet show because I'm going to meet you, but I'm not going to get to hear you as often. And I want to ask you now, I am making a lot of changes right now. Part of it is my yard. And I want to know if, and it was not even an if, when I run into some questions about plants and things like that, because I really am, I just decimated my yard so I can try to get the soil to a certain point where the weeds and the vines and blah, 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 I'm trying to see if I can keep them back. Like, I have poke salad that does grow in my yard, and I don't want to kill it all because I know it's good to have it, but I'm trying to drive it back a little bit, and I'm trying to get the weeds and the vines back. So once I get that under control, I'm going to replant new trees and bushes and blah, 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 blah.
Ooh.
So when that happens, I'm going to have questions, and I just trust your judgment. So I just want to know if it's okay for me to reach out to you at some point to get some of that expertise, because I really am trying to get this house on the outside and the inside on the right side.
Okay.
Okay. By all means, I hope.
And
I
as you can see, I'm a high energy person.
Yes, I'm an amateur. Now, do you have house plants?
Oh yes,
do you
I
have
house plants
growing in the house.
Every Oh yeah. Well, what I do is I get them, and then every spring I leave them out until the early fall, and then I bring them back in. So I keep them in the house half the time. They just so happy when they go outside. So I let them outside for half the year.
Awesome. Awesome. Excellent. Well, if I can help you, I would love to. I would love to. I would really like to take this gardening thing to another level. You know, because
I
right
have a
now
feeling it's going to another level.
Pardon me?
I have a feeling it's going to another level. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, gardening is expensive. You know, when you start talking shrubs and trees and that sort of thing, you're going to run into some costs. Even
yes.
with flowers and, you know, a flower beds, even preparing the soil, you know, you're going to run into an expense. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Everything that we can do to nourish the earth is a good thing.
Yes.
I appreciate that. My plan is to get... Yep, my plan is to get the ground better. I want to plant mosquito deterrent type plants. I want to get some color. I want to get color that's all year, like this one to bloom and that one to bloom.
And then eventually, once all of this starts to go, then I'm going to get my beehive. So I'm dedicated. Like I said, I just sacrificed my yard by cutting. I cut down a plum tree and cherry trees. I noticed they weren't as healthy as they should be, so I cut them down so I can replant them later, hopefully in a healthier soil and something I can keep an eye on and watch as they're getting encroached on by the vines and stuff, because I have wisteria and some briar and other stuff around here too.
Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm. Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Well, it will be the pleasure of meeting Mama Khadijah in person very, very soon. So all that is going to work itself out.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Well, I just want to say thank you, and I just can't wait to meet you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Melissa.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. And when she says she high energy, she means that. She means that. Love you.
Okay.
Love you. Thank you so much, Melissa. I got to run back and grab this caller, Mama Khadijah. Let me see. All right. Caller ending in 7583. Welcome to the show.
Peace and blessings, everybody. This is Libby. I am the precocious, mischievous godchild of Mama Khadijah.
Yes, you are.
There is not
yes,
a freak that she is not looking for me. Okay? So, that was my funny story because. But yes. I can't wait to meet everybody and see. And it is so poignant and so just how God works. I didn't know what song I was going to sing. And Mama Khadijah asked me to sing tonight. I didn't know what song I was going to sing. Oh, what am I going to sing? So this song came to me, and it is just right in line with everything. So I'm just going to go ahead and start singing. Here we go. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush. They're singing. It's hard to sing and cry at the same time, y'all. And the melody he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. One more verse. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night round me may be falling, But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his very own, and the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I love you, Mama.
Amen.
Umi and her bad baby. She got that is her child right there. That is her mischievous child. All right, Mama Khadija. Now what? Look, if she got the singing cry, you got the talking cry. Now what? She loves that child. She loves that child. My goodness. Sister Libby, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your gift with us, as always. You have made
thank
Mama
you.
Khadija's evening. I can just speak for her while she's getting herself together. You know, you truly have a gift. You truly have a gift. And it means a lot when you call and when you share. Now, some of us have gifts and we shy about it, you know, not quite sure how to present it, express it, and everything else. I don't know how easy it is for you to sing. I don't know, you know, how you feel about singing on the radio or on the spot or impromptu. But, you know, every time you do it, you make her smile. And so I appreciate you for doing it, you know. So that is a wonderful shout out from Mama Khadija from one, just one of her many, just a couple of bad female children. Okay, they're, don't think you're the only one, but she's not. You are not. She has a few, and she loves them. Okay, so yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Mama Khadija, that's for half a second, you know, while we wait for the next caller to press one, if you would like to speak, you have a word to say, you know, we're going to be getting into the prayer soon, so, you know, if you got some words to say, press one. But as we're winding down the program, I know that there are some people that would like to know more about your particular science, what you do, how you do this, and everything else like that. So we know that you do the big super retreat. Do you have any other projects that you want to share while we're on the line? I know Haiti, we hear you coming up. You know, share with us what you're doing so that we can know how to support you and when to look for you.
Well, I have not. I'm working on a product. That's one of the things that's taking a lot of time and probably a lot of travel. It's a new product line. I will definitely have some interview time once things are launched, and you know, I have all of the legalities and whatnot taken care of, and I'll be able to share with the family at that time. But I'm working on that. I'm also working on my maiden voyage to the continent of Africa and establishing some on the continent. So that's major for me. I've been talking about going to Africa since 1981. And I have been studying a lot of traditions. I'm a student of ritual, and I'm hoping that most of you have seen the trailer, Ritual in America. Seven was a big part in helping me pull all of that off. I had a producer that worked with me, six or seven cameramen, But it's on YouTube, Virtual in America. And that's a part of my study of ritual. But at the end of that Ritual in America documentary, I was asked, what is the biggest, most widespread ritual that's practiced? And I said, in the world, it's simply prayer. You know, when people call me or send me a text in the morning, I tell them, hey, I have to do my morning rituals. What that means is that, you know, I have to pray. That's why I didn't get the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have not addressed God yet. I have not offered up thanks for being able to wake up this morning in a healthy body, mm-hmm. and a sound mind. So, you know, I did the ritual study. I did a formal education ritual study up in Vermont about 10 years ago as well. But I have been interested in studying and practicing certain indigenous rituals for many years now. So that's a big part of what I'm doing and what I'm going into. Just getting, and that takes time. It takes time to plan and to travel and study,
mm-hmm.
and of course to get my product up and going. That's taken quite a bit of time as well. So if I had a closing prayer, and it's not really going to, you know, close out the show, but the things that I pray for most and hope for is world peace and the elimination of world hunger. And that's why, Haiti, We Hear You is such a big part of Mother Eagle Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Raising money so that people can eat. Establishing world peace, and that starts with us. You know, my prayer is that my family and all of you are a part of my family, but my immediate family as well as my extended family and my spiritual family are able to succeed in life, and they decide what their success is, and that my family and my loved ones are able to tap into their destiny path and embrace it. My prayer is that in my lifetime, I'm trying to pull it together, that we break the stigma of mental health. We are losing too many people to suicide and depression, and there's too much shame around mental health.
Yeah.
That stigma has to go, and I'm hoping that in my lifetime we can let that go as a world community, let it go. And it's my prayer that in my lifetime that we can significantly decrease involuntary homelessness. There's some people that want to be on the street, that want that lifestyle for whatever reason. But there's so many people that want a home, that don't have a place to lay their head. My prayer is to make my ancestors as proud of me as I am of them. And my prayer is, you know, that I continue to be a vessel of love and light for the world. You know, I pray for human trafficking to cease, that those buzzards get caught, that stops.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray for our babies at the border. I pray for our Mexican brothers and sisters and our brothers and sisters in Guatemala and Honduras and all those Central American countries that are struggling against violence and not being able to work and not having adequate housing, food, and all that. They are neighbors. I pray that they get
neighbors.
Some relief very soon. And I also pray that this country gets back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Get back on track and head in the right direction of truth and freedom, real freedom, and human dignity. Because
Amen.
Our ancestors, all of our ancestors, whether you have Caucasian ancestors, African ancestors, whatever your ancestors, paid the price for this country not to go in the direction that it's in right now.
Okay.
So my prayer is to get this back on track so that we have that human dignity. We have that freedom, real freedom, not this fake freedom.
No,
where we're being racially
right.
profiled, where we're being gunned down in the streets. Real freedom and that truth prevails. So I have,
yeah.
I mean, I could go on and on and on. that's one of the reasons I have to break my prayers up, because I can get carried away because we got so many things to be thankful for. And then there's so many
yes.
things that going, you know, astray that we need to pray to get back on track.
And a lot of times when we're praying, we got to pray for ourselves and for those that don't know how to pray, don't know to pray. You know what I'm saying? So all those prayers that you're making, you're thinking, oh, I made enough prayers for me. And I'm like, this ain't about you. we're trying to heal a situation, okay? And believe it or not, we're all connected and intertwined in the situation. I did, look, if we are all living in row houses. So if there's a problem up the road, you might need to handle that. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, tonight we have been honoring Mama Khadija, honoring her sacrifice, honoring the work that she does for all of us individually and collectively, and just, you know, being that one to represent, you know, positivity, spirituality, that unconditional love. If you'd like to join into the conversation, say hello, share your Mom Khadija story, whatever you want to do, you have to press one. That lets me know, and then I will be able to forward you. Mom Khadija, I want to jump on the phone lines for half a second, okay?
Okay.
We got some people that want to say some things. Okay. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Alafia, greetings. Peace. How are you?
Alafia.
Greetings.
Oh my goodness.
Is this
so
a Bush woman?
I'm in tears. Yeah, you know
okay.
it. You know it. I'm over here. First of all, sister started singing and I was just started crying. Then Mama Khadija started
okay.
crying. Then I'm over here and I'm just like, I just love her so much. I mean, from the moment I met you, it was just fabulous. You know, I mean,
Amen.
Your aura, your love, just, you know, you are every woman. You really and truly are. And I'm so blessed to have you in my life. I mean, just to hear your voice, you know what I'm saying? The thoughts, you know, I mean, there's times that I'm like, well, let me go in my toolbox. What's in there? That's Mama Khadija.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Those jewels
okay.
that you drop on us,
yeah.
you know, that means so much. You know, you don't know how many lives that you've touched. And and in touching those lives, you've allowed those lives to touch others. It's like a ripple effect. And it's so
yes.
beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you should be so, so proud of yourself. You are a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman. And I thank God for you. And I'll
Amen.
See you again.
Amen.
And I'll see you next
Amen.
Weekend. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Bush Woman.
Oh, no.
And look, all these tears, I'm going to work with y'all. I'm going to work with y'all. I got people texting me, they crying. I'm sitting here like, wait a minute, you can be crying on the text,
God.
Okay? So that is just
those emotions.
You know, they're tears of joy, they're tears of reflection. You know, we're all just sharing in this moment, and we have to do this more often. We have to get in the habit of truly honoring and pointing to some positive things that we have going on in our life. We got plenty of craziness, plenty, with a big capital P, but we have to stop sometimes and focus, where's our positive? Where we have people that are standing up and saying, hey, this is beautiful in my life. This is positive in my life. And there are times where we just got to stop the nonsense and really recognize, hey, this is beautiful. This is a positive force. So, Mama Khadijah, there's more people that would like to say hello, want to recognize, want to come out and share. So I'm going to stay with the phone lines for half a second. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hi, how
can
are you?
Can you hear me? I'm great. How are you?
We are wonderful.
Greetings. That's good. Don't want to stay on the line long, but I had to get on this call tonight because I had to celebrate a wonderful woman. Not just a wonderful woman, but just a born-given mother to all. And I just thank God for her. And she has been a wonderful friend, a wonderful support in my life. And I just truly, truly thank God for her and all that she has given me with her wisdom and her knowledge and her support. I thank God for her on every Sunday. Faithfully, she's on my line, and she's listening, she's supporting. I thank God for the wisdom that she gives out. A couple of Sundays ago, we talked about the power of prayer, and I thank God for her key points that she gave. And I said, if you can give us a few key points, this woman came out with some powerful, some powerful, powerful key points. And when she just began to speak and give those key points, my mouth just flew open, and I was just like, wow. And everybody was texting me and calling me. And, you know, and that's just the impact that she plays on people's lives. And when you have people like that come into your life, you cannot just sit back and not say anything. You have to let people know how beautiful these people are. And Mama Khadijah is so awesome. And I just thank God for her. She is just somebody that's supernatural that comes into your life and just brings so many great miracles and blessings just from her attitude, just from the things that she say, her positivity that she gives out. And I just thank God for that, because that energy that she has, everybody don't flow with that energy. And I just thank God for just giving her that gift, because it is a great gift. And the gift that she has, she makes sure that she gives it to everybody. And she's not being selfish with it, because so many people are selfish with the gifts that they have. And when she learns something and when she has something, she's willing to share it. And we need more Mama Khadijahs out there like that. And I just really, really thank God just for the encounterment that we had with each other, and just from the time that we've been knowing each other and how we met, it was just a supernatural thing. And she has been leaving pearls and diamonds and stones in my life every drop of the way from the time that we have been knowing each other. And I thank God for her being my angel. I thank God for her just being that superstar in my life, because you can't just say these things about everybody, but she live up to the name. And most of all, I just thank God for her just being a praying woman. I thank God for her just being the woman of wisdom. And Mama Khadijah, I just want you to know that I love you and I support you and I just thank God for you. And I know this is not an end, but this is just a new beginning of new great things that he has for you. And I want to just tell you to continue to journey on, just to journey on to the place that God has for you and the assignment. And I know on your assignment and this journey that you will impact so many people's lives and you will touch so many hearts. And I just continue to tell you to just continue to do that because people need you and people is out there waiting for you. And I love you. Many blessings.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much.
Boy.
You said it. That is so every single word. I had to mute myself because my amens. I'm trying to take over what people are trying to say. But I am over here in the amen corner with that, okay? It's so true. Everyone, and I love the fact that we've had so many different people calling in and sharing their experience with you. Everyone has different experiences. Everyone, I mean, we could go see the same movie and still take away a different experience from it. But this is just a small, small picture of the people that had the moment this evening to call in and to share about how you've impacted them. Your impact,
Amen.
You know, and quite a few people have said this, is so, so much bigger, but this hour and 15 minutes ain't going to hold that much more. But, you know, there are so many people that you positively influence, and I love what Bushwoman said. Now, then those people turn around and then they go positively influence and then they positively influence. And then we have a ripple of positivity moving against this machine that is working against us. Okay. So we got to really, really, really be aware of that. It is late, but I'm going to take this one last call because I know she got to say some words. All right. Hold on. So greetings. Welcome to the show.
Alafia, y'all.
Alafia.
This is only
Alafia.
Thank
you. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I just had to say hi. I'm doing awesome. I don't have any more to add than all those beautiful wisdom speakers that have already shared with you. I enjoy listening to everyone, and I'm really looking forward to meeting and re-seeing many of you ladies in a couple of weeks. We're doing the retreat. I also am one of Khadijah's goddaughters. I have four.
Yes, you are.
I'm the only one in the world I think that has four godmothers, but I apparently need everyone. Oh, stop. But I just wanted to say I appreciate everybody. I really appreciate Khadijah for allowing me to be part of what we started years ago with my other godmother, Jackie Ogunleti.
Yeah.
And I have a couple more still here. So it's amazing. It's awesome. I get to do a lot of the things that Khadijah is doing because I would have never done most of these things without her or my other godmother, Jackie. There's no way that I would have done any of this stuff. So I wish you all a beautiful evening. Khadijah, I love you. And I enjoy all that we do.
Thank you so much for calling in. Had to grab you. I am so accustomed since birth to sharing my mother. Not only do I have sisters, but this is truly her lifestyle, and it's always been like that. It's always been helping others and incorporating others in the family and learning to truly take care of and sacrifice for one another for the sake of the bigger picture. So, you know, as I'm listening, you know, I'm listening to my brothers and sisters on the line. I'm listening to, you know, my aunties on the line as they're sharing about my mother, who has always opened herself up to for the love, opened herself up as a place and a moment for the love. I remember one Mother's Day, maybe two or three Mother's Day ago, where I posted an official post on Facebook that my mother is available if your mother is not here. And, you know, at first when I was doing it, I was like, wait a minute, how many times do you want to divide this pie? But no matter how many, just like the loaves and the fish at the mountaintop, no matter how much we give out, there always is more. There's always sharing. There's always caring. And so, you know, I was like, for those that don't have, that can't see their mother, that have lost the connection, I have a mother that can be shared, that, you know, can be expanded on, who can receive you openly and all these wonderful things. So it's very easy for me to do an honoring like this because the work has already been laid. All I'm doing is pointing it out. As Mama Khadijah will tell you, and as I tell you, one of the most important parts about this show is the prayer. We got to pray. That brings God into everything. That makes it divine. That makes it, you know, what we're striving for. So that's why we do everything, whether we're beginning with prayer, ending with prayer, sometimes both. You know, this is what we're doing this for, so we don't lose track of that. But before we go, Mama Khadijah, is there 2 minutes of words that you would like to share? You've had some wonderful people come forward, shout you out, say some wonderful things to and about you. Is there anything that you'd like to say as we're closing out?
Well, I just want to thank the family. I want to thank you for having the courage, the stick-to-itiveness, the stamina a lot of times, the energy sometimes to continue with this venue. I just really, really appreciate this, and I feel so blessed to have been a part of it, and especially at the ground level, you know, getting things off the ground sometimes, that's the most the work is. We're not on autopilot yet. I'm saying those young women, come on forward. I heard something on the radio today that I just want to leave with our family. And it was said by a very unlikely source, but when I heard it on the radio, my next snap, I'm like, what? That's it. You know, when you hear the truth, it resonates in your spirit. It does something to you. So this is it, family. I want to leave this with you as my farewell. Everything that you are looking for is looking for you.
Okay.
Chew on that.
I'm going to. It's Wednesday. I'm in for learning. Well, I'm going to do the evening prayer. This has been an absolute wonderful show. I want to thank everyone who listened, who tuned in, who shared. It has been exactly what I wished it to be, a wonderful farewell for Mama Khadijah and an opportunity for her to really kind of hear and realize, you know, some of the wonderful things that people think and how they feel. So this is exactly what I hoped for Mama Khadijah. In doing the prayer tonight, I usually don't take requests, but tonight I was like, okay, I'll take a request. And the request Mama Khadija had was for 1 Corinthians verse 13. I know this verse by heart because it is one of the first prayers that me and my siblings had to learn growing up. You know, this was one of our strong rock prayers that we had to practice, and we said and we recited for company, and we made prayers in the night and in the morning. This was one of those go-tos. And even as I am in this spiritual study, I go back to this prayer and learn something new, you know, even after knowing it for decades, knowing it by heart for decades, there's still things I learn from this prayer. Every time I go about it and I read it again, I gather new feelings and thoughts and emotions. So this is the prayer, all right? All right, 1 Corinthians verse 13. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts itself not, nor is it puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemingly, nor seek its own. Love is not provoked, nor taken to account evil. Love rejoices not in the unrighteousness, but in righteousness and with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they shall be done away. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I felt as a child, I thought as a child. Now that I have become a man, I have put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dim, but then soon face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully. Abide of these: faith, hope, love. These three. The greatest of these is love. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Peace.
Peace.